Welcome to File Under, a podcast about new music in the KBOO Library. Today's podcast is about new music in the Ireland section. Of course, Irish music is music that's been created in various genres on the island of Ireland. The best-selling and standout Irish acts, as far as record sales have gone, include U2, Enya, Van Morrison, The Cranberries, Westlife, and Boyzone. So everybody but that last two you'll find in classic rock. But the majority of KBOO's Ireland section is traditional. These artists, as far as I'm aware, are all new to us, and we don't have any other material from them. Also, these CDs have not been checked to make sure cuts are clean. Just FYI. First off, Caitlin and Kieran. It's an album called Caitlin and Kieran. It's a traditional instrumental album. In spite of loving Irish music, I have a hell of a time with the names, so please forgive on these pronunciations. They probably are not correct. Caitlin McGavin is a concertina or button box player. She also step dances, which is used for percussion in this album, as is traditional. Kieran O'Mooney plays fiddle in the Donegal style. He's from a renowned Donegal family of fiddlers, the O'Moonies, and he's also a member of Na Moonies, which translates to the Moonies. His grandfather, Francie Mooney, I'm going to just say it with the English version of the name rather than the Irish, was known for his vast contribution to Irish music and culture. He also had the largest funeral known of in Donegal. His aunt, Maren na Mooney, founded Altan. So Caitlin is a three-time All-Ireland champion on the concertina. She's also toured the world with Riverdance as a step dancer, but let us not damn her with faint praise. Both of them are from Gaeltacht, Donegal, obviously. Caitlin is from County Meath, I believe. This collection of Strathspeys, reels, jigs, airs, marches, polkas, and waltzes is mostly lively and entirely instrumental. The tunes range from 2.5 to a little over 5 minutes. Album notes are not extensive, but they are both in Irish and English. Next up is a band called Callan with an album called Dimas. They are from Wales and they sing in Welsh, Cymraeg, and English. The lead singer is a woman by the name of Bethann Rhiannon Williams-Jones. I can't tell you how much I like this album. I like it a lot. I would say the vast majority of this is just really nice and good. It's probably half and half songs and tunes. My favorite are cut number 2, Adarmani Mind, which translates to little birds of the mountain. By the way, Welsh, much easier to pronounce than Irish. Cairid Caer, which is Lester Love. Flopsy Mopsy, which just is the best name ever. And Jigsaw. I mean, this is just, I think this is chock full of things. And when was the last time you heard Welsh music on KABU? Really, I'm asking. So I recommend this very highly. Och fi pape fyr derin si vaman teun yo naut mor brach am in ein glaf ar derfyn ken hadon im gwnewch goelio o ddi wrth y Okay, so now we have an album by Merritt Carlin called Songbook. I cannot say enough bad things about this album. It is nothing but treacle. Yes, she is a member of Celtic Woman. Where is it? Celtic Women. Celtic Woman. Celtic Woman. This album is what appears to be entirely covers, and it has... It's just awful. It's just awful. How do I hate this album? Let me count the ways. Well, the covers. Oh my God, the covers. So there's a cover of Yazoo's Only You. There's a cover of And I Love You So, written by Don McLean and made famous by him, but also by Perry Como. Okay, mind you, I don't have a problem with Perry Como, but I have a problem with this kind of music. I Can't Help Falling in Love, popularized by Elvis Presley. It just goes on and on. It is just so, so sad. It would be a waste of vinyl if it was vinyl, but it's a CD. There's a multi-page book included, which has lots of soft focus photos of the singer with her hair being whipped about. Also has all the lyrics so that you can properly appreciate them or look for swears, whatever you like. Then we come to an album called Doolin. They're from a group called Doolin. They're from France. Maybe it's a third reels and jigs, and the rest are songs. It's all male vocals. The theme of the album is the famine and emigration of the Irish, primarily to North America. So they've got some sad songs here. Okay, they're all sad. Yes, that's true. They also even have a rap song on here, an Irish rap song. So in spite of the names, I believe all of the songs are sung in English, though the names like Chanson pour Jean and Le Dernier Qu'un Amant, okay, I said that wrong for sure, may be in French, but it's actually all in English, all the songs.
Personne n'a toujours rien compris, on retient pas les bonnes leçons de l'histoire. On veut nous laisser dans le noir, il y a des millions de gamins qui crèvent encore la dalle, il y a des milliards d'euros pour fabriquer des balles. C'était la misère en Irlande il y a un siècle et demi.
Coshavan Glen and Cayman, Avery Shvimshire, Maradon an fech san icha chun sir hol a so ag machna shelam feining a jane.
Another album is David Ingerson with My Lovely Mountain Home, Traditional Irish Songs in the Old Style. That's an album from 2016. So Ingerson is a Portlander who has collected traditional Irish songs for over 35 years, according to the album cover, and he performs them traditionally as well, which is unaccompanied. If I were in an Irish band looking for material to cover, I would be all over this. The generous booklet gives words and context to all 15 songs. The song lengths are just under 2 minutes to just under 6 minutes, so a big range. Very interesting work here from David Ingerson.
Near on fair ben a posta, na treve na deer ha, na gar ha gwil da vikas, na milta olagon, eg fair kunter na narda.
Woods of Curtinamona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree, but no, it was my heart.
And then we have Peter McMahon, his album called The Legacy of Percy French. Mr. McMahon is a native of Limerick, but he now lives in Western Washington. This album's theme is the songs and poems of Percy French, known as Ireland's greatest songwriter from the turn of the last century. All the songs are in English. Their lyrics are in the accompanying booklet. The album is pretty simply accompanied.
Long ago, in the woods of Curnamona, I thought the birds were sighing in the blackthorn tree, but no, it was the banshee that was crying, crying, crying. And I knew my love was dying far away from me.
Three fishers went sailing out into the west as the sun went down. They
thought on the woman. And now in Rosie, that's Irish Gaelic for the roses. So they do, in fact, live in town. The band features Ilan pipes, whistles, bouzouki, tenor guitar, flute, and fiddle. The album is mostly tunes. There are three songs.
The harbor barbie moaning. Three wives set up in the lighthouse tower, and they trimmed the lamps as the sun went down. They looked at the squall and they looked at the shower, and the night rack came rolling in ragged and brown. And men must work and women must weep, though the storms be sudden and waters be deep.
Fear me, you should go. Follow me, you should go. Listen, the whole ever heard a nurse in the hole. Rach a chahidi is a hand in the bomb, the bomb, hand in the bomb, the bomb, hand in the bomb, the bomb, bone. It could fit in the hand in the bomb, the bomb, hand in the bomb, the bomb, hand in the bomb, the bomb, bone. It could fit in the.
And last, but certainly not least, is a live album from the band Runa called Live. So Runa is what they're calling an Irish supergroup. I hate that term. Like, what is that supposed to mean, supergroup? Maybe it's just a shorthand to say, like, we have an Irish person in our group. I don't know. 16 songs. It features primarily female vocals from Shannon Lambert Ryan. She also step dances in high heels. I don't know what that's about. One song has vocals by Finian DeBara. It's just a good high-energy album. There are some reels and jigs on here. What sealed the deal for me was hearing the mouth music song Finian Agula covered here. I don't know, can you call it covered when it's a traditional song? Just so wonderful. Largely traditional songs and tunes performed in a neo-traditional fashion. I like this album a lot. I think it's worth playing.
Higher rolls the tide, and faster they did ride. Higher rolls the tide, and faster they did ride. Now off the stage, cried Falser John, your bridal that you see.
Well, those are the new CDs in the record library under the category Ireland. I hope that this preview has been helpful in pointing out things that you might want to play on the air or enjoy at home. Thanks so much for listening.